Meadow Mornings on WRHI.
I want you to be free.
/7:57 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We have got the head coach in the studio.
The big shots here.
We got the Winthrop men's basketball head coach, Mark Prosser, joining us. And coach, your Winthrop Eagles are in action tonight at the Coliseum at 7 o'clock. But there's something special that's going to happen at this game. And I'll let you kind of do the details to talk more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually happened our last game, and I think one of the women's games, and certainly having the opportunity to be a part of Toys for Happiness is something that, it's an honor for us. I think there's so much that we haven't been able to do in the community for the last couple of years with the pandemic and things like that, and to have something like Toys for Happiness that we know will directly impact our community, I think it's something special. It gives our kids the opportunity, our student-athletes the opportunity to be a part of it and understand what that means. And we haven't had that opportunity to be out as much as we'd have liked to the last couple of years and be in schools and be with kids. And, something like that, I think, really does. It gives some recognition to our program and to our student athletes, and a very easy way to help make an impact locally, which I think is really, really cool, where you know that the benefit is going to be right here in your county. So really, really cool thing for us, and an honor to be a part of it.
So you can bring a teddy bear, or you could purchase one at the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
And then at halftime, then you get to throw it all on the court.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been hard because my children, my two children, they don't want to throw it out there. They want to keep theirs up. So they're wondering where theirs is. They're just fine. So, but yeah, it's a really, really cool thing. And unfortunately, we don't get to see it right at halftime.
Oh.
We're in the locker room yelling at each other and then yelling at the players. And the players are yelling at us. No, but so we don't get to see it. But I'm sure it's a great experience and just a really fun thing, like I said, that helps and benefits locally. And I think that's really, really special.
Well, Coach, I always have to say kudos to you. You get the chance to get your youth engaged in the philanthropy starting at that age, because I've seen so many that have graduated and continue to give back in this community. And it starts with the coach just inspiring them. So thank you for doing that.
No, absolutely. And we've always had, whether it's our kids on our team or really throughout the athletics department, we've had really special people for years and years. And I think now the way college athletics is, and you wonder how that sort of that experience and being connected to university in an area can get lost a little bit. There's so much changing and moving around. And I think still having that connection and being in a community like ours that supports us and supports our program and our athletic department the way that it always has, it helps build that ownership and that sort of sense of community with our kids. And this is another step in that direction. And I think they do. I think our kids appreciate it and take that very seriously.
And so what we can do in the community is go and support them, right? Whether it's Winthrop men's basketball, the women's basketball team, and all the other sports there at Winthrop, because these student athletes work really hard. They're away from their families. And so for a lot of them, we're their home away from home.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of things that student athletes, well, really college students, but certainly student athletes go through, and it's different. It's a different world out there, and the people have access to our kids and social media and things like that. The things that they have to deal with, it can be really, really isolating. And you come from a distance, and we're fortunate because we have a program that can recruit almost internationally, certainly all over the country. So you get some kids that are far away from home and have to deal with a different sort of world that we had to deal with as student athletes 100 years ago when I played. So I do think, having that support, I think, is such a cool thing. And we've always done a great job with it. We've always had great fans and great support. And hopefully that can continue as we start to get more comfortable being out and about.
And so, again, tonight, the Winthrop men's basketball team takes on SC State. South Carolina State. Tonight at 7 o'clock at the Winthrop Coliseum, teddy bear toss. You can bring a teddy bear or you can purchase one at the game. But go out there, support coach, support all these young men and women that are out there just doing an amazing job for their school and, of course, for the community. And, Coach, if I'm not mistaken, if it still is happening, after the game, some fans can go back and kind of talk one-on-one with some of the players.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Such a nice touch.
We do. We have sort of when the game ends and we go in and we talk as a team, in the locker room after win or lose, and then we sort of have, and it's all kids line up and their families come down with them and they line up and they can go through the locker room and get autographs, and really special. It's something we've done here for since we've been allowed to throughout the pandemic and things like that.
But
a little more more than the last decade. So it's really special in another way for our kids to be involved with children in the community, which I think is really, really cool.
It is a nice touch that just goes the extra mile for sure. So we're, again, speaking with Coach Mark Prosser. He's the Winthrop men's head basketball coach. They're in action tonight. The Eagles take on SC State, 7 o'clock at the Coliseum, and Teddy Bear Toss, all for Toys for Happiness. And again, Coach, we appreciate you all joining part of our initiative here. For 37 years, Toys for Happiness has been brightening Christmas for those in our community. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thank you.